Hello, my name is Jack Madela. I have chosen a very serious topic for my discussion, and it is none other than concussions. Concussions are a very dangerous head injury that you get from taking a heavy hit to the head. If you do not take careful precautions after getting a concussion, then it will get worse and worse over time. Lots of people don't take concussions as serious as they should. One example would be me. When I got my first concussion, I just wanted to redeem myself, get back on the ice, and then I ended up not feeling good, and I had to miss more games for that. Lots of college athletes also feel pressure to go right back in the game. Some say it's out of embarrassment, and some say they're just pressured to perform and don't want to miss out on playing time. And they also don't want anybody to take their spots. There are more than 3 million concussions per year. 25% of them don't get any medical help. Going to the doctor is probably the best thing you can do after getting a concussion because they can tell you what you can or can't do and how long it will last. A concussion can happen in any sport, but the sports that have the most incidents are hockey, football, and rugby. These are the grittiest sports with the hardest hits and the most physical play. There are many injuries per game, and most are head injuries that will later be confirmed as a concussion. Many concussions go undocumented, unlike broken bones where people go to the hospital for casts. Head injuries are just summed up as a headache, and coaches and parents often just let the player go home to rest. Most people think of losing consciousness when they hear the word concussion, but only 10% of people that get concussions lose consciousness. Most concussions only last for 7 to 10 days, which is a pretty quick recovery. The best thing to do after a concussion is to get mental rest, which means staying off your phones, video games, television, and no driving. These will help your brain to not focus as much and will make your recovery much quicker. There are some concussions that are more severe than others. After getting a severe concussion, you need to be careful because you can get something called post-concussion syndrome, which is where your symptoms can linger for weeks to months. You could go to the doctor if you are experiencing something like this. If you can tell someone's got an injury, they could have a severe concussion, so stop playing. They could get hurt while they're vulnerable on the ground laying there. It's also important because you might need to call an ambulance or something, so you need them off the ground and you need to get them to the hospital as soon as possible. In conclusion, concussions are very dangerous and a big part of all sports. To keep players safe and not at risk, you should really stop playing if you have a concussion because you don't want it to get worse and to be out for longer than just one game. I hope this will teach you a little more about concussions and will help prevent you from your next concussion. Thank you.